So back to the MSI, we see really not just impressive response rates with a response rate and clinical benefit rate that's really higher than any other solid malignancy, higher than melanoma, higher than lung. But also these are like in the good responses in melanoma and lung, these are durable responses. And so that is really in a very short period of time. As you pointed out, this was June 2015. It hasn't been that long and it's really changed the way that we treat people. There are trials available. There are actually trials looking in first line, you know, because the response rates are equivalent to chemotherapy, but the idea that you get prolonged benefit. If you can't get a patient on a trial, we can get it. I know it's going for approval.
So, can I just clarify, though, which is the line of therapy that ideally you'd like to use? I know maybe it might differ in the patient who's symptomatic and needs a response. I'm not sure about that. But in general, right now, based on the data, first of all, what are the current numbers? Because we've seen some that have come out. I'm not sure if they're dropping down a little bit.
Well, there are also some differences between, actually, there are differences depending on nivolumab versus pembrolizumab, though the numbers are small, whether they're really different. Some of them are using PD-L1 in order to try to sort of the differences. So I think it's not quite as good, but the numbers are pretty high. They still probably is better tolerated than chemotherapy.
Well, that's for sure.
Though, as you pointed out, checkpoint inhibitors are not bevacizumab, where you almost never see, you see rare but severe toxicity that patients do need to have dose reductions sometimes.